Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze. It's a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa sees cooler temperatures with a gentle wind. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Maariv reports a serious incident in southern Lebanon. Two soldiers have been killed and four are seriously injured. Harsh conclusions are drawn about failures in the Israel Defense Forces. Also, Ynet describes the pivotal role of young female officers in the West Bank. These women coordinate intelligence and complex counterterrorism missions, becoming key operational planners. Also this hour, Walla reports an unusual warning from the Foreign Ministry to Israelis in Greece. They are advised to avoid protests and conceal national symbols due to expected rallies. Separately, Israel Hayom covers a controversial statement by Minister Regev. This morning, she supported Gaza's rehabilitation, calling it a revival plan for terror. And finally, I-24 News reports Netanyahu and Katz have quietly approved reconstruction work in Green Rafah. Reaction has been swift on social media. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about concrete plants near Gaza. These plants, initially under Israeli control, will now be managed and funded by the United States. Asher Fredman, an analyst, questioned the potential for regional military alliances. He doubts whether countries like Pakistan or Turkey would aid Saudi Arabia against Iran, or vice versa. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs discussed Hezbollah's military buildup. They note the group's efforts to smuggle missiles and assemble UAVs, complicating negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Lebanon, Maariv highlights that the deaths of two soldiers have sparked criticism of the IDF's operational practices. The incident raises questions about transparency and effectiveness within the military. The implications are serious, potentially affecting the IDF's reputation and future strategy. Turning to the women coordinating sensitive missions in the West Bank, Ynet underscores their critical role in intelligence and operations. These officers are essential in managing complex counterterrorism efforts. Their work is vital for maintaining security and stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Foreign Ministry's warning to Israelis in Greece is drawing attention. Walla reports that the advisory comes ahead of expected protests. Israelis are urged to minimize visibility to avoid conflict. This reflects ongoing regional tensions impacting Israeli citizens abroad. On the topic of Gaza's rehabilitation, Minister Regev's comments have sparked debate. Israel Hayom notes her support for rebuilding efforts despite criticisms of potentially aiding terror. This proposal highlights the challenges in balancing humanitarian concerns with security. Finally, reconstruction work in Green Rafah has been quietly approved. According to I-24 News, this decision by Netanyahu and Katz suggests a strategic shift. The move could impact local dynamics and Israel's broader diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that Palo Alto Networks is joining Tel Aviv's flagship indices. This is a significant boost for the Israeli market, expected to drive substantial investment. Separately, Globes notes that despite increased seat availability, Israel-U.S. fares remain high. Travelers on the Tel Aviv-New York route will find more seats but still face high prices. And finally, Walla Business highlights Ukraine's use of Israeli radar to intercept drones. This development comes amid debates over military support to Kyiv, showcasing Israel's technological influence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.